So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
Well, tonight here at Target Field begins with a ceremony for number 7, and by the end we hope the focus is on the number 19, as in the number of consecutive losses for the White Sox. Hello everyone and welcome to the pregame lineup card. I'm Mark Janowski. 2 weeks ago, Joe Mauer became the fifth native Minnesotan inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. We're going to celebrate that, and Joe, tonight there's going to be a brief on-field ceremony later on, which we are going to carry live. The Twins claimed their 60th win of the season last night, but they could not gain any ground on Cleveland or Kansas City in the Central. The Twins in third, 6.5 back of the Guardians, and half a game behind the Royals, still holding the third wildcard spot in the American League. It's an exciting pitching matchup tonight with Bailey Ober and Garrett Crochet getting the starts. Ober has won two straight. He has already set a career high with 10 wins, and he is coming off that dazzling 8-inning of one-hit ball Sunday in Detroit. This will be his third time facing the White Sox this season. He is 1-1. That loss came in game one of the doubleheader on July 10th. That was the White Sox' last win. Ober 4-2 in his career against Chicago. Now, Crochet, one of the few players the Sox held onto at the trade deadline. The lefty was an all-star this season. He is 6-8 with a 3.23 ERA, but he has not claimed a victory in almost 2 months. June 7th, the last time he picked up a W. He is 0-1 in two starts versus the Twins here in 2024. This will be Crochet's 14th career appearance, third start versus Minnesota. He is 1-2. Crochet and the White Sox trying to snap a franchise record losing streak. Let's rewind to their 18th straight loss last night. Bottom of the first, runner on. Roy Lewis tattooed a full count slider from Davis Martin into the seats and left. It was Lewis's 12th homer of the year, 2-0 Twins. Joe Ryan retired the first 7 guys he faced, but allowed a 2-run homer with 2 outs in the third to Miguel Vargas to tie the game. Twins came right back. Trevor Larnach and Byron Buxton aboard for Lewis in the home half of the third.
This ball crushed right center field by Royce Lewis. Robert Jr. won't get it, and it rolls to the 403 sign.
Look,
here's the track
meet.
Watch Byron run right up the back of Trevor Larnach. He gears down, stomps on home. It's a 4-2 lead for the Minnesota Twins on a ringing 2-run double by Royce Lewis, who's driven in all 4 runs.
8th time in Royce's career he's had 4 or more RBI. Ryan went 6-3. Twins had a big bottom of the 8th against the Sox bullpen, all with 2 outs. Christian Vasquez, a gift 2-run double. Willie Castro, a 2-run homer. And then Buxton with a 2-run blast of his own. Ryan picked up his 7th win. 10-2, the final. Twins want to keep the Sox on the skid. Again, it's Ober and Crochet here tonight. Seems like a great place to start our conversation with Chris Atterbury and Dan Gladden. We are at the park thanks to Treasure Island Resort Casino. Chris, I'm going to go to your direction first. Garrett Crochet, Twins have actually handled him all right. They've held their own against him so far this season with the 2 starts that they've had. Plus, the Sox seem to be monitoring Crochet's innings a little bit and pitch count. So the key today may just be waiting him out and get to the bullpen.
Yeah, it becomes kind of a double-edged sword, and I chatted with Rocco Baldelli about it. Is he a guy that they want to go deep in the game with? No. I mean, I think perfect world for the White Sox, they would get 5 innings out of him. I think they'd like to see him in that 70-75 pitch range. Mm-hmm. But if you try to wait him out and take a bunch of pitches, you're cooked. Because even though he looks like a guy who should be wild, Danny, he's a big, long, lanky guy, throws hard. He's not. He throws a ton of strikes.
Yeah, they're going to come out. They're going to swing the bats. They're going to be aggressive, I think, early against him. So are they going to try to pull this guy? Are they going to wait, try to make him get the ball up in the zone and then pull? Or are they going up the middle and to right field like we saw Miranda, the way he drove the ball?
Excited to see Bailey Ober get to start tonight. Danny's awesome. Coming off a one-hit performance in eight innings against Detroit. You know, you throw out his two starts this year against Kansas City, and Bailey Ober's numbers and season stacks right up there with some of the best arms in the game. How do you see him going after this Sox lineup?
Well, that's probably one of the reasons the Twins didn't really go out and make a big impact in the trade and looking for a starting pitcher, because everybody's looking to improve in starting pitching. They like what they have out here in their starters, especially with the guy throwing here tonight, Bailey Ober. He's leapfrogged a lot of these guys here, and it doesn't matter. You know, once you're named the opening day starter, no longer, I think, are you titled as the number one starter. Bailey Ober tonight is the number one starter.
I think he's been just a joy to watch. The way he repeats his delivery.
The way he competes.
He's a hard-nosed competitor. He's unflappable. And one thing that I've noticed with him, Danny, the way he uses that hard breaking ball plus that plus changeup of his, mm-hmm. and then he can go up in the zone with the heater. Young hitters. He's got some young hitters he's going to face here today, and I think that we're going to see a very interesting attack plan with him against these young hitters.
Part of his success is he's not afraid to pitch inside. He enjoys pitching inside. Not probably nearly as enough as maybe he should against some of the better teams. I don't think that's the case that he has to pitch and pound inside to these guys.
Yeah, I think he's a bulldog, guys. As much as Joe Ryan's probably the most demonstrative pitcher the Twins have, I look at Bailey Ober sometimes.
Complete
and
opposite.
I think flatline out there, and he just doesn't get rattled.
Yeah. Sometimes to me, it's almost like he's a smaller guy in a giant-sized body because he's so repeatable with his delivery. I asked Rocco about this, but the big guys, you would think it would be harder to repeat their deliveries. Bailey Ober is a strike-throwing machine. So I think we've got two good starting pitchers, really good starting pitchers, who fill up the strike zone today. And the onus is going to be, to me, Danny, on which hitters can find any modicum of success with those balls in the zone.
When you have a matchup like this, other than being a catcher and to catch one of those guys, to be Alfonso Marquez, the home plate umpire, crew chief, to be able to manage or to be able to umpire these two pitchers here tonight.
I think you look forward to that as an umpire, right?
Absolutely.
When you're like, oh, man, I can just sit in the rocking chair tonight.
I can look up my schedule and say, you know what, I'm going to take first base here because I know I got this matchup here the next night.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. We've been at the park thanks to Treasure Island Resort Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Minnesota Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit TICasino.com to plan your visit. Now, Rocco knows his team has its works cut out today. Here's the manager on how to approach Crochet.
He is coming in from that big kind of crossfire type delivery. He's a big guy. He's long and lanky, too. But he's been throwing strikes. And since he came back from the surgery, he's throwing even more strikes. The stuff is very dynamic. The fastball-slider combination is very tough. You do have to be ready to swing, because most of the time, if you just stand there and try to get ahead, he's going to get ahead of you, and then you're in trouble. So, you know, being ready for that good first strike whenever you get it, maybe picking a part of the zone might be the best answer against this guy.
Yeah, Rocco has more on today's starting pitchers, along with some health updates coming up. Bailey Ober talks to us about throwing first pitch strikes, and then later on, we're going to have that celebration for Joe Mauer's induction into the Hall of Fame. That is going to be our road to Cooperstown as they're getting the field prepped for that ceremony. This series versus the White Sox brought to you by Mauer Auto Group. Road trips start here. Stick around for more of the lineup card here on your home for Twins Baseball.